Coming up in this episode of the KickCast, Veronica Mars breaks records. Two of my favorite internet personalities come together to make a comic book. Yay! A hat to hold your phone and a way for guys to cool down the boys so they can have boys or girls. So sit back and relax. It's time for the KickCast. Hey everybody, it is time for another episode of the KickCast, and as always, I am KT Data, and this is the podcast where we go out, find some really cool crowdfunding projects, bring it back, and let you know if you should back, track, or sack it. But before we kind of jump into all of that, for all you guys who do not know what a crowdfunding project is, the idea is somebody goes out and says, hey, I have a idea for this thing right here, but I need X amount of money. I don't have X amount of money because, well, nobody's really made of money, right? But if I can get enough people to say, hey, I'll pitch you in a smaller amount of money and maybe you can pull it together and make this project happen, voila, you have the birth of a crowdfunding project right there. And we got some really cool projects coming up in this episode, guys. No co-host today, but it's just you and me, so I guess we can get cozy with each other. So let's get cozy with some news on here. About 2 weeks ago, Kickstarter actually announced some new better tools for project creators right there. And those tools actually included revamped backer reports right there. So there's actually a better way to kind of search and find all information about your backers on there. And what I really like about this is actually now there's a checkbox that has reward sent. So you can keep track of if you sent out a reward to a backer or not. I know a lot of people have been doing it kind of outside that, but now you can actually do it inside the Kickstarter project right there. They also decided to kind of give you a tour. I actually have never seen these tools before because I've never created my own Kickstarter project on there, so it's kind of interesting to see. So there's if you're watching on screen, there's actually this pretty simple form on how to create a survey, and it's pretty straightforward. You know, it has a box for introductions and making sure people add their name and address, and then you can actually introduce your own kind of custom questions and everything that you need, like T-shirt sizes, you know, what color of an item or something that you may have backed wanted, or what kind of poster you want. You see a lot of that over there. And what I like about it is this dual split plane view. So on the left side, it has all your options that you can put in the survey. And on your right side, you actually see a preview of the survey. So you kind of have an idea on what it looks like. What's actually cool about this is that from the backer reports, you can actually export it into a spreadsheet program such as Excel or OpenOffice right there. So you can run different ways like that, because I know I use a lot of spreadsheets for the show notes and that are really helpful on there. It also has this cool project dashboard, which I think is great because it actually shows you the progress of the actual funding and the backing over the dates and everything, so you can see hopefully it going up on there. And another great thing is they have a referrers page, so you can actually see where you're getting your sources of traffic from that are looking at your page, so you can get an idea on where people are posting things, you know. I really, like, wonder if anybody actually sees the KickCast as a source of traffic on there, but who knows. So that's actually some pretty cool funding tools. We always hear about the backer side, you know, where you're finding different projects and stuff. So it's always good to kind of see on the other side of a project creator and what they kind of have at their advantage. And I can't wait to see Kickstarter kind of add more tools and, you know, make things a lot easier for people to do. So you don't have to worry about all the logistics on there. You just got to make sure you got a really good project and concentrate on that. So that is the backer tools on there. And then if you guys have been listening to the news and everything, I swear this has been everywhere. It is actually about the Veronica Mars movie project on here. This is not going to be one of the featured projects on here, but I think it was worth mentioning in the news because it reached $1 million in 4.5 hours of launching. Think about that. That actually has broke the Kickstarter record. The previous record was to the, I think it was the role-playing game Torrent on there, and it just kind of shattered. And not even that, it actually is now at, the goal was 2 million was their goal, and when I last checked, it was 3.7 million on here, and I actually checked a little bit earlier, it was at 3.6, and now it looks like it's already gone to 3.7, and they have 24 days to go. For you guys who have never heard of Veronica Mars, it was actually a TV show on UPN and later on the CW back in 2004 to 2007, and it's actually about a Kristen Bell, and I will watch anything that has Kristen Bell in it. She is a high schooler, and later in season in college, that moonlights as a private investigator, and she's solving mysteries, and it's actually really good writing. The only drawback of the TV show was that it ended in 2007, and there's still a lot of loose ends on there, and the writer, Rob Thomas, not the singer Rob Thomas, but he actually kind of wrote up a movie script to kind of tie up all these loose ends and everything, but he could never get it greenlit. So now he's trying to make this movie happen. Well, trying. This movie will happen, and it's going to show up in 2010. So if you guys are a fan of Veronica Mars, go and check it out. And this is what I love about crowdfunding projects and stuff. There's a lot of these TV shows that probably didn't do well in terms of viewership on TV, then that's why they get canceled and stuff. But there is still a hardcore fan base, like the loyal fans that are like, yeah, I want to see this happen. I will, you know, put my money behind what I say. And this is actually one of those things right there. And it, you know, it creates other things. And this could potentially be one day the future and how we determine what movies show up. We'll always get those blockbusters and everything, but I think we'll start seeing a lot more high quality movies that you know, have smaller budgets on there, because a lot of video equipment and everything is it's coming down in cost, so it doesn't cost as much money, and you know, you can get a really cool movie like the Veronica Mars. I know another one that people have been floating around is Firefly, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. All the stars are kind of gone past that and have their own successful standalone shows now. So, but hey, we can always hope, right? And, you know, hope to find a lot of other TV shows that kind of couldn't make it on broadcast TV, but has a loyal fan base and everybody wants to watch it. Like, I'm excited for this. I actually personally back that. All right. So though that's all the news that I actually had on there. That's the Veronica Mars lower third that I didn't throw up. All right, so on to our actual first project right here. It is called 10 State. And you guys are going, okay, what in the world is 10 State? So let me give you a little background. 10 State is actually the two masterminds behind it are, one, Tom Merritt. He's actually one of my favorite podcasters of all time and kind of inspired me to start doing podcasts. He's most known, some of the shows he's known for, he's done everything, I swear. But some of the podcasts he's actually known for is Tech News Today, Sword and Laser, and Autopilot on there. And the other person in this duo is the one and only Len Peralta. Some of you actually might know him of Geek a Week fame right there, where he actually made trading cards of well-known geeks once a week for everything. And you can actually find those out there. They have decided to write a comic book called 10 State. And you can see it right here if you're watching the video version right now. And the idea of it is it's actually was supposed to start out as a television show where 10 Americans from all walks of life with different backgrounds and different viewpoints are forced to live together in a self-sufficient biome. And cut off from the rest of the world, and they're supposed to work together, and then all of a sudden tragedy actually strikes on there. And so I'm not going to tell you what the tragedy is, but you can actually find out what it is by watching. Or what's cool about this is that they actually have a little teaser of the actual Kickstarter project, of the actual comic out on the Kickstarter project, so you can actually go over there and download the PDF. I actually have gotten it, and I read through it, and it's pretty good. I'm already hooked after reading that kind of little teaser, that I want to see more of it already. And they're doing it in a kind of interesting way, because, you know, normally for comic books, they'll produce a whole run and everything, but they're going to kind of approach this as a more TV kind of style where you get seasons of the comic books on there. And their initial goal is actually to make the first 5 issues and then a stretch goal to make the 10, a full 10 seasons on there. They actually have the basic story arc for season 1 all fleshed out, and they say it can go up to 4 seasons, so I'm super excited about that. So it's going to be, I love the idea of this, and getting to know all these characters and everything is really great. I'm actually super excited to see this this comic come true, and they're actually pretty close to their goal right now, because they're at 8,474 and they want 11,350 right there, and that would get you the first half season on there. But they also they also have first 5 issues I think on there, but they also have some stretch goals right here, so you can get a half season at 16,500 and a full season if they get $32,000, which I think it's possible because they still have 22 days to go, and I think it's a great idea. Tom Merritt is actually an excellent writer, and I love the art style that Len Peralta has for this comic book right here. So I'm really excited to see this happen. So for me, on a rating scale of back, track, or sack, I have to definitely say back on this. So let's go kind of from the comic world into a solution that some of you guys may be looking for. So one of the things that a lot of people do is they have their smartphone on them and they're always holding it, watching a movie or trying to read a book or something, you know, but you can't really do anything else because you're holding the phone. You know, your hands are a little tied up. So this is where HeadFlat actually comes in. That's 10 state. HeadFlat. And it is supposed to be the hands-free solution for all smartphones. What it is it's actually a hat with little arms that come out the side of it and meet together, and you can actually clip your phone into it right there. So it will hold it right in front of your eyes, and then that allows you to have your hands to do other things right there. They claim that at the distance where they have it set, it should look bigger than a 60-inch TV that is about 9 feet away from you right there. It also comes with 2 augmented reality games for iOS, and it also comes with a Bluetooth controller, which I think that's kind of cool right there. And they also have some stretch goals where they can actually make what they call a 4D ebook reader, where you can turn the page by tilting your head or using a voice control or using the Bluetooth controller on there. This seems like it's a little wonky idea on there, so I don't really see a lot of people doing that, especially with the augmented app, because I don't think anybody wants to go and, you know, make it look like you're sending your having a seizure or something by twitching your head all the time when you're reading through like that. And also, this isn't the first type of project or phone holder I've seen like that. If at CES a couple of years ago, there's actually something called the TV hat, and you can see it right here. And it is almost essentially the same thing, except it blocks the side, so you're in complete darkness on there. And this already looks goofy. I would say that the HeadFlat looks a little bit less goofy on there, but I still, you know, don't see it as practical on there. And one of the things that they were actually pushing in this is that you can actually walk around everywhere and you don't have to, you know, pause a movie or anything. But I would kind of worry about it because it's right in front of your eyes, so you can't really see where you're walking. So that might be a little dangerous to me on there. So although they come with a pretty cool Bluetooth controller and everything, and the augmented reality things, I just, you know, I can't really see this as something that would really pick up, to be honest with you. And on our ranking scale, I'd have to say it was SAC, you know, for the, it's not a bad, what they're trying to get, they're trying to reach $100,000, which is a lot of money to get this, but I kind of understand that because there's a lot to go into it, but I really just don't see this as really a practical solution. I do watch things on my phone, but if I'm at home on a couch or something, I'll be watching it on a TV or probably on a tablet. Maybe they'll build the tablet version of it and you can walk around with the iPad in front of you and stuff on there. So that might be a cool idea for future if this one gets funded on there. And like I said, even though it's kind of cool, they have a Bluetooth controller on there. I would have to say that, you know, for the kind of price they have right here, I think that it'd be, you know, there are other controllers out there that are Bluetooth controllers kind of dedicated to gaming. We've covered a couple of them, like the PhoneJoy and everything. And it's about, you know, some of those are actually a little bit better designed for gaming because it's a specific thing on there. So that is the head flat. And yeah. I don't know much more I can say about that. All right. Okay, so to our final project of the night, it is actually called Snowballs. So you guys are like thinking, oh, it's those old Hostess cakes that no one likes to eat. Well, one thing, Hostess is kind of out of business right now, so you can't really find Snowballs. But the idea of the Snowballs, it's actually cooling underwear for men, for conceiving men who are trying to have babies on there. And so what it is it's underwear that's designed to help keep a conceiving man stay cool, dry, and maximally fertile on there. So it's actually a pair of underwear that has a pocket in front for something they call a snow wedge on there, and it's actually a cooling pack that has a flap on it, and it's designed to mold to your body and give you maximum surface area on your scrotal area, so you can actually cool it down. And it lasts about 30 minutes. And they also include into this package information about scrotal cooling and to increase your chances of having a baby. So the whole idea of this is that some people might have a varicose seal, which is an enlarged vein that flows into your scrotum that delivers a lot more blood into scrotum, which increases the temperature. And the thing is that sperm actually has to be in a pretty controlled temperature for them to be produced properly. So a raise in 1 degree Celsius can actually change the conditions and make it a little bit more hostile for sperm to be able to survive on there. So that's the whole idea, is that you would ice your scrotum. And obviously, as most guys know, keeping an ice pack on your crotch for 2 hours a day is not the most convenient kind of thing. Yeah, D-Max, I know you could keep an eye frozen peas down your pants, but then you got to worry about it getting wet and melting. It just does not sound like the ideal situation. So I like how they kind of developed this kind of system where it will keep you dry, and I think you get about 3 pairs and everything. And what I actually like, on top of the whole actually having a product that you can use on there, that's a good one, pen pusher, you can't pee, you don't want to pee your pants, is that they also provide a lot of information for couples that are trying to have a baby and are having, you know, aren't as successful. So, you know, they have this educational component. That's one thing I really like about it. You can actually go to their website at procreativity.net to actually get more information. I couldn't get the site to load right now, but hopefully that they'll get the site up and you can get a lot more information. It's really good for, you know, couples that are trying to have a baby. I can't see anything wrong with this. And, you know, this probably keeps it from having to explain awkward water stains on your pants if you're a guy when you have surprise guests. Nothing like that. Nothing like having that kind of issue, right? And for this, you can actually see. Let me actually show you the actual underwear right there. So you see the kit over here, and you get a couple pairs of underwear and then the cooling pack, which they call a snow wedge, in there. And let's see if I can find a picture of how the snow wedge fits. So I guess not. But you actually see the picture of the underwear right there. And there's just this little pocket right here where the snow wedge can actually fit into it on there. And I, you know, I really think this is a great idea. And the educational component of this is as equally as important as anything else, you know. And who doesn't like babies, right? Yeah, everybody loves babies. So that is actually, so that is the snowballs. And to rate it, I, like I said, I would track it and, you know, help these guys reach their goal and, you know, hopefully help some couples out there have some more babies, you know. Yeah, it's perfect. Pen pusher about the angle and everything on there. So that's actually all the different projects that we have. I hope you guys thought they were pretty cool or not. If you have any feedback, please send it to kickcast@ktdata.net. I love hearing feedback. Maybe you guys think the head flat was like an awesome idea and I'm just totally missing the point. Come on. Send me an email. I'll, you know, there's a high chance that you can actually read it on, I'll read it on the air on there. Also, if you actually know of any, if you yourself run a crowdfunding project or you know of a crowdfunding project that you kind of say, hey, this is cool, I want people to see it. Or, you know, if it's like, whoa, this is kind of a crazy project and everything, send that in, you know, record a audio clip or a video clip, you know, maybe 2 to 3 minutes long. And just email it to me again at kickcast@ktdata.net on there. And there's a high chance that it will show up on the show. And, you know, we can, I can have a conversation about it and see what other people think about it and all that good stuff right there. So also we're on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/kickcast. I actually like to post projects that I considered including in an episode, but didn't think it would really fit on there. So you actually see those are called KitCast cuts. I post them on all our social networks, so on Facebook at facebook.com/KitCast, or you can find links to them on Twitter with the username @KitCast. We're also on Google Plus at plus.kitcast.net. and of course, if you guys aren't watching this live, we actually do have a, I actually do record these live every other Tuesday. And you can actually find that at live.kickcast.net. There's a chat room going on and people kind of talking about the projects. And I try to, you know, bring the chat room in as much as I can on there. And, of course, if you're going to watch live, our next live recording is going to be April 2nd, 2013, somewhere around 7 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time on there. So that's actually all I have for a show, guys. Thank you all for kind of watching, and I hope you kind of enjoyed all these projects. I always have fun finding these projects and everything, and, you know, maybe wedges are just for everything on there. And until April 2nd, guys, I will see you later. Bye.